This coming Thursday is the one-year anniversary of the U.S. Capitol insurrection. We're starting to get a better idea of what the specific points of interest are with the January 6th committee. We're looking at a call made by Trump to the Willett Hotel in D.C., which was basically serving as the bunker for the attempt to stop the Electoral College certification. We also want more details about the other videos made by Trump that day calling on the insurrectionists to go home. At least that's what the White House staff was trying to get Trump to do, in case you forgot. The one that was released was not the only one that was made. But, well, first things first, here's a trip back to that magical moment.
I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election, and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people in law and order. We don't want anybody hurt. It's a very tough period of time. There's never been a time like this where such a thing happened, where they could take it away from all of us, from me, from you, from our country. This was a fraudulent election, but we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace. So go home. We love you. You're very special. You've seen what happens. You see the way others are treated that are so bad and so evil. I know how you feel. But go home and go home in peace.
And that's the best they could get from Trump after multiple attempts. I think we'd all love to see those other videos. Now, while we're at it in this trip back in time 1 year ago, this Thursday, let's look back at some of the other sounds from that day.
Who hides evidence? Criminals hide evidence, not honest people. So, over the next 10 days, we get to see the machines that are crooked, the ballots that are fraudulent, and if we're wrong, we will be made fools of. But if we're right, a lot of them will go to jail. So, let's have trial by combat.
All of us here today do not want to see our election victory stolen by emboldened radical left Democrats, which is what they're doing, and stolen by the fake news media. That's what they've done and what they're doing. We will never give up. We will never concede. It doesn't happen. You don't concede when there's theft involved. Our country has had enough. We will not take it anymore. And that's what this is all about. And to use a favorite term that all of you people really came up with, we will stop the steal. We have come to demand that Congress do the right thing and only count the electors who have been lawfully slated. I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
We can take that place.
And then do what?
Heads on point.
What's the plan? I have no idea. We got all day. Tonight, tomorrow.
Booze house! Oh! Booze house! Oh!
I'll fight next to you. I'll keep going. I love you all for being just having the balls to come here. I'll fight with you.
It's time, guys.
Bust the doors down.
USA! 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 USA!
All these politicians work for us. We pay their salaries. And we pay our taxes. And what do we get? Nothing. They don't represent us. They need to pay the ultimate price for their crimes.
Yes.
An example needs to be made.
If you're scared of confrontation, do not move forward. Patriots, move forward. This is our chance to show them how serious we are.
This is the people's house.
Get in there!
Storm them!
Get the f*** in there!
Let's get him!
Every single in there is a traitor. Every single one.
String them up!
We were shot with some kind of clear liquid from all the Gestapo squad. It burns like.
Oh, watch out, watch out, watch out, watch out, watch out.
Throw it away!
Do it. Let's do it.
America, and we're all here to fight for our freedom. It is not their America. It is our America.
We are gathered at a time when democracy is in crisis. Recent polling shows that 39% of Americans believe the election that just occurred, quote, was rigged. You may not agree with that assessment, but it is nonetheless a reality for nearly half the country.
Madam Speaker, I have constituents outside this building right now. I promised my voters to be their voice. In this branch of government, which I now serve, it is my separate but equal obligation to weigh in on this election and object. Are we not a government of, by, and for the people? They know that this election is not right, and as their representative, I am sent here to represent them. I will not allow the people to be ignored. Madam Speaker, it is my duty under the U.S. Constitution to object to the counting of the electoral votes of the state of Arizona. The members who stand here today and accept the results of this concentrated, coordinated, partisan effort by Democrats, where every fraudulent vote cancels out the vote of an honest America, has sided with the extremist left. The United States Congress needs to make an informed decision, and that starts with this objection.
That audio courtesy of Vice News and Insider. Committee has moved on from the co-stars and bit players to Donald Trump. They've certainly been supplied with what they needed from those bit players. Just as an example, Peter Navarro, in either his ignorance or arrogance, spilled the beans this past week at what the plan was to stop the election certification. Navarro, Steve Bannon, John Eastman, Crazy Rudy, the rest were, they wanted to stall in order to put Mike Pence into some sort of just philosophical and political hammerlock to convince him to toss out Biden electors. The committee is also saying now that the hearings will be televised. And when that happens, they should hold them during prime time. That's when more people will be home and can watch them live instead of little snippets or excerpts on the newscast or on YouTube. I'm also wondering, too, how many questions news outlets like Fox, OAN, and Newsmax will get if they don't carry those hearings. Which I'm sort of the belief they will not hear those hearings. This is all important too, because until and unless more of the committee's work becomes public, the interest of a great deal of Americans will be limited. And by the way, remember when Kevin McCarthy promised that the House GOP would be holding their own investigation into what happened on January 6th? How's that been going?